Gotcha. I couldn't hear you at all. This was recorded a long time ago, relative to now, and you were probably talking to yourself. What a fool you look. That text was backwards. It's also not text, that's just my voice. So, leave a voicemail. You old cretin, who does this? If you're calling, you're around my age, because I probably know you, and if I don't know you, why are you calling me? How did you get my number? Who is this? Anyway, that's my voicemail. Yep, there's levels of frustration and questioning in here that you're probably feeling. And I didn't mean to make you feel that, so there's going to be a beep after this. And I'll probably hear your message after that. Statistically. I don't know what that means. Bye.
Hey, Chris. It's also Chris. Christopher. From the podcast. I just wanted to see what was going on. Haven't been able to get a hold of you. We were supposed to record an episode, but it seems like you've disappeared. Just let me know what's going on. Or Nico, either one of us. Just give us a call. All right, thanks. This is Christopher from the podcast. Have you heard about this podcast? The one you record. Okay, thanks. Okay. All right. Bye.
Hey, Chris, it's Nico. I called you a couple times now, but you haven't picked up, so I figured I should probably leave you a message. Hey, I was wondering, I know I loaned you that copy of Yu-Gi-Oh! And the Falsebound Kingdom on GameCube years ago, just years ago. But I was wondering if you still had that, I'd be willing to get it. I know that I live in California and you live in New York, but I really want to play it. So, anyway, yeah, if you could call me back, call me back. Bye.
Hey, Chris, Christopher again from the podcast. Also your friend. Just wanting to see what was going on. It's been a couple weeks now. Haven't heard from you. Wait, no, sorry. That's a different Chris. Yeah, it's been a couple days. Hey, listen, Nico's been bugging me about this game you borrowed from him for years ago. If you could just, you don't even have to call back about the podcast. If you could just call him about the game, I think that would also really help me out. Okay. I will talk to you later. Oh, it's Christopher from the podcast. Okay. And your friend. Thanks. Bye. Hey, Chris, it's Christopher again. I just left you a message. I don't know if I mentioned it was who it was. It was me. It's Christopher. About the message was about my brother calling you about a game. So if you hear that one and I didn't say who it was and you don't know, it was me. It's Christopher from the podcast, your friend. That's it. Sacramento. We live over in California. So thanks. All right. Bye.
Hey, Chris, it's Nico again. Was just calling to see if you'd gotten, I think my brother called you, something really important to talk about. I don't know what it was. I haven't heard from him, so it was probably just something that was on his mind. But yeah, if you want to go ahead and just check out, those voicemails that he left you, that'd be great. Anyway, talk to you later. Bye. Hey, Chris, Nico again. I just got done talking to your brother on the phone. Says he hasn't heard from you in a while. So I was just just checking in to make sure you're okay. You know, it's just been on my mind a lot lately. I was thinking about when we used to play Nintendo DS in the back of science class. I think one of those times I gave you Yu-Gi-Oh! And the Falsebound Kingdom on GameCube to borrow. I wonder whatever happened to that game. Anyway, just been thinking about you lately, so just call me back and you know, if you feel like going out to a storage unit sometime soon or something, let me know. All right, bye.
Hello, this is the doctor's office of Flesher and Stanton, with six S's. I just wanted to call to get a hold of Mr. Chris, from the podcast. We needed some more information from you. You didn't fill out a last name, a residence, date of birth. You only put the middle two numbers of your social, and there's just a lot of information missing. It really seems like you only had your first name and the phone number. So if you could give us a call, that would be fantastic. Again, this is the office of Flesher and Successes Sterling, maybe. There's a lot of medical waste on this paper. Sorry. Oh, it's in regards to your rash, is all of them that you have. Okay, thanks. Bye. Hey, Chris. Chris again. From the podcast. Also your friend. Mostly your friend now at this point. The podcast can wait. I feel like maybe it formed a rift between us, and that's why you're avoiding me. Listen, if it's about the idea for the furry episode, I apologize for the way I reacted. I was very passionate about that idea, and I can't believe that you shot it down the way you did, but I can move on. So give me a call. I would love to, I don't know, play some more Neopets or something with you online. So we miss you. Give me a call, or give my brother his game back. Okay, thanks. Bye. Christopher from the podcast. Mostly your friend. Okay, that's it. Bye.
Hey, Chris. It's Nico again. Listen, I just I stopped by my brother's house, Chris from the podcast. I stopped by his house to see if maybe you'd loaned the game to him or something, but he wasn't there. I haven't talked to him since yesterday, so I don't know. I don't know why I'm calling you about this. Actually, you live in New York. Anyway, maybe if it's in like a closet or something, I'll call again later. Bye.
Hey, Chris, it's Christopher. Listen, I'm on my way to New York. I'm going to come find you, and I've just been worried. Cats and dogs. Is that a thing? That's how worried I am. It's just, I can't sleep. I can't eat. When I sing in the shower, it doesn't even sound the same. So I'm heading over. I'm going to find you. I thought about swinging by, grabbing Nico, and heading over there. Kind of hit a little podcast road trip, you know what I mean? But anyways, yeah, coming cross country, no fly list, long story, driving over, be there soon, like in 7 days. I'm driving pretty fast, 7 days. Okay. Yeah, see you soon. Hey, by the way, I still need your address. If you could just, I'm going to Google a lot, but if you could somehow get that to me, that'd be great. Okay, thanks. Bye.
Hey, Chris, it's Nico again. Hey, listen, I got a message from my brother. He said he's driving out to meet you. He's not answering my calls when I try to call him, though, so I don't know. Are you guys, like, you guys aren't planning on, like, playing that game together, are you? Because, I don't know. If I don't hear back from either one of you guys soon, I'll probably start driving out just to make sure. So yeah, call me back if you can, preferably sometime within the next 7 days. Make it 3.5 days, because if I make it past the halfway point, I'm not going to want to turn around. Let me know if you want anything from Sonic. Bye.
Hey, Chris, it's Christopher. I'm in Reno. I got to take a taxi back. I forgot my wallet and my cards and all my money and my just basically everything. I didn't pack anything. I kind of just hit the road. I didn't think it through. So I ran out of gas. Got to go back. Got to get my stuff. I'm actually calling you from a payphone because I didn't have a charger. Yeah. Hey, if you get this, if you could wire me like just $20, dude, that's all I need. Just enough to get a phone charger, because then I think I should be set. But yeah, in Reno, heading back. I'll be hitting the road coming to New York. We're going to find you. Don't you worry. All right. I will talk to you soon. All right. It's Christopher. Goodbye.
Hello, Christopher. This is Detective Sanchez from the California Police Department. A friend of yours has filed a missing persons report. And I just wanted to follow up, make sure, you know, you're in New York, so there's not a whole lot that I can do. So I just wanted to give you a courtesy call, but, if you could give your friend, a call back. I think he said his name was Nico. He told me that I am authorized to use lethal force if you refuse to give the game up. I don't know what that means. I'm probably going to have to talk to him after this, but if you could give him a call back, that would be great. Thank you. Don't worry about calling me back. Bye.
Hi, this is Ryan. I'm calling from MTV looking for Chris. I was calling about your real world application. Just seeing if you were still interested in an audition for that show. If you can, give me a call back. The number's, I'll email it to you. And then just, you know, really excited to get you in for real world Tucson, bro. All right. Listen, we're MTV, so fucking later, man. Hello, this is Jocelyn. I'm calling from a book publisher. It's a real one, and you submitted a book. I just wanted to speak to you if you had a free moment. This message is for Chris. It's in regards to your short story, My Adequate Hog. So, if you could, I have several questions. Based alone on the title, I did not read it, but I would like some clarifiers before I dive into My Adequate Hog. So, give me a call. Thank you very much.
Hey Chris, it's Nico again. I couldn't get a hold of either one of you guys, so I took off. Been driving for a while. I'm in Vancouver right now. It's kind of just now starting to hit me after all this driving that I've never really left the county before. So if you could call me and give me directions to New York, so that I can come and confront you two, that would be great. I don't know. Everybody's really polite up here, and I don't really know how to speak the language. So if you could hurry up. This guy just tried to clean my windshield for me, and he said it was free of charge. I just call me. Call me, please. Bye.
Hey, Chris. Christopher again. Listen, on my way back into Sacramento, I thought that I saw my brother heading the only way I could describe it was towards New York. I kind of think that he's heading that way too. I grabbed my stuff. I'm heading back out on the road. I'm going to see if I can't catch up to him. Like I said, I assume just the trajectory he was leaving Sacramento, it looked like he was heading towards New York. So, hey, I guess we're going to find you, buddy. Don't worry. Don't you sweat. Don't you fret, and don't forget about your friends. Okay, bye.
If you wanted to keep the game, you could have just asked. I could have bought you another copy of it. You don't have to avoid me. I don't get why you couldn't have just said, hey, I really like this game. I've been really enjoying it for the last 13 years. I think I want to keep it a little bit longer. That's fine. You could have just said that. I went into a Tim Hortons and everything was wrong.
Hey, Chris, Christopher, I'm speeding up this. I'm coming up. I'm pretty sure I'm following Nico. He's driving pretty crazy. I'm trying to signal him, trying to flag him down. He seems like he's hell bent on getting to New York. It's the passion with which he wants to find you, man. It is something else. Hey, that's what we're for. That's what friends are for, you know? So we're gonna find you. We're gonna get a crew together. And we're gonna make sure that you're safe and sound, buddy. Don't you worry. All right. We love you. Say it back. Bye.
Hey, Chris, it's Nico again. Listen, I kind of started to get suspicious that that you guys might try to stop me from coming over there, so I just spent all of the money that I had in my savings to hire somebody to dress up like me and drive as far as he could in the opposite direction. I just really want the game back. I really miss you, I just want the game back. Anyway, so I'm still on my way. Love you. Bye.
Hi, Chris. I caught the guy. It wasn't Nico, but it's Nico's car. I don't know what's happening. He said that he's not saying nothing. He's got my brother's clothes. I don't know. Now I got to find my brother too. Actually, you know what? Hold on. Let me call him. Let me call Nico. I haven't tried calling him yet. Listen, I'll call you in a bit. I'm gonna try calling my brother. See what happens. Hey, Chris. I think I got a hold of my brother. I'm not really sure though. He was putting on a fake accent, or at least what I think is fake. And trying to convince me that he was just a pizza delivery guy. Kind of confused, kind of weird. But anyways, I'm heading back towards New York. I'll figure that thing out another time. So, hey, just remembered, we were supposed to get pizza, if I come out to New York. That's what you said. So I'm hoping for a pizza when I get out there. Holding you to it, okay. All right, okay, bye.
Yes, hello, this is Sanford from the local pizza company. I just got a call from one of your friends who was trying to talk to me, but what he didn't realize was that he was actually talking to me the whole time. That's right, I have tricks up my sleeve and I'm not afraid to use them. You be sure to warn my brother. I'm coming for both of you.
Hey, Chris, it's Nico. Wasn't sure if you got my last message. I thought it sounded a little threatening, but that wasn't my intention. I am still coming for you guys, but that's it. I'm coming for you guys. I haven't really figured out what I'm actually going to do when I get there. Hey, did I let you borrow Mario Kart Double Dash? I won't get into it. It's fine. Call me back.
Hello, this is Officer Sanders here with the New York State Police. I was calling in reference to an individual we've apprehended. That's the word. Apprehended. He claims that you've taken something that belongs to him, and he's made some threatening remarks. We're just trying to get some answers here. If you could head on down to the station or give us a call. Once again, my name is Officer Sanders, I think. We just want to make sure you're safe, doing a little bit of a welfare check on you. Give us a call, okay? Bye.
Hey, Chris, Christopher, I think my brother got arrested in New York. Boy, that sounds like a movie, doesn't it? If you could give me a call or give the state police a call, I believe they're holding him until they can confirm that he's not a threat to society. He just crossed state lines. Looking forward to that pizza. All right. Oh, and getting my brother out of jail. Okay. Thanks. Bye. You have a collect call from the New York State Prison. Caller, please state your name.
Hey, it's
You have 2 seconds to decide. Do you accept charges? We're sorry, we couldn't hear you. Do you accept charges for caller, please state your name?
Hey, it's
Do you accept charges? Goodbye. Hey, Chris. Christopher. Listen, I think something's happened with my brother. I got a call from prison. He was apparently in jail. I stopped by to find him, to bail him out, and they said they lost him. Don't know exactly what that means. Just kind of keep your head on a swivel if you're out there. If you get this, let me know. If you find him, let the state police know. Okay. Be safe. All right. Bye.
Chris, it's me. It's Nico again. I'm tunneling through the sewers of New York right now. I'm building us that life that we always wanted. We always used to talk about how we wanted to... We used to read the comics about the mole people.
Hey, these sewers are mine.
Hold on.
Get out of my sewer.
I'm not the only one down here. Hold on. Chris, I need to learn New York dialect.
You better watch out. I'm going to get this... this wrench, I'm gonna come get you.
Hey, I'm walking here. Oh God, Chris, I'm not gonna last long down here. I need you to call me back, please.
Oh, he's a local.
Hey, Chris, Christopher here. Listen, I'm not cut out for New York. Everyone keeps telling me that I can't cross streets because they're walking here. I'm trying to find you, man, but it's so hard here. Do me a favor, just help me out. Give me a call. Text me. Anything, you know, poke me on Facebook, face me on Pokebook. I don't even care. Just let me help me help you. I really want to make sure you're good. And I really want to record a podcast, man. It's just give me a call. Give my brother a call. I thought I heard him in the sewers the other day. I'm losing my mind, man. Just give one of us a call. Thanks. All right. See ya. Bye. Farewell. Later. That's all.
Hey, Chris, it's Nico again. So I got so much to tell you. So the mole people are real. They're already here. They're established. They have it all figured out, Chris. I'm one of them now. You gotta call me back. We get along so well, and there's no fighting. We all have the same taste. It's just... It's something else, man. Just give me a call when you can.
Hey, Nico.
Yeah?
Do you want more dirt pies?
Oh, I would love some dirt pie, Manfredi.
Yeah, all right.
I gotta go get some dirt pie, Chris. Just call me. You'd love it down here.
Hey, Chris. It's Christopher again. Listen, I had to pull my brother out from a sewer. I don't know what's been going on. He kept yelling about dirt people, and he was living
dirt
down
people.
Dirt people. He's been, we'll get you more dirt people. I think he's lost his mind. I think he's been taking some drugs or something, because this is not him. This is not like my brother. We're together now, so I'm trying to get a hold of you, and once we find you, then we can get that pizza that you were always talking about.
Hey, you talking to any dirt people?
No, it's Chris. It's your best friend, Chris.
I don't remember a Chris.
Oh God. Okay, I'm gonna try to fix this, and then we'll find you, Chris. Okay. Thanks. Bye. Chris, it's Christopher again. He got away. He made a run for it. I don't know what happened. I turned around. I told him I was gonna get him some dirt, and he I don't know. I turned around. It was basically like a dirt cloud shaped of Nico, and I thought it was him, and he ran away so fast that it was just a dirt cloud. Listen, if you get this, don't get the pizza yet. We're not ready. I'll call you soon. Okay, bye.
Hey, Chris, it's Nico. Listen, just wanted to tell you some fascinating facts about dirt people. Did you know that dirt people are the only self-sustaining ecosystem on Earth because they are able to live just off of the nutrition found in their dust clouds when they run away really fast?
There he is. Get him.
If you'll excuse me, I have to leave a dust-shaped cloud myself right now while I run. Hopefully, I don't think that it looks too delicious and stay behind
Drop
and eat
that dirt
it.
Pie.
It's
Drop
just,
that. Get back here.
Oh, dear, they found me. It's just, I would freak out. I would freak out more, but I'm just always at peace now that I've become one with the dirt. Anyway, love you. Ciao. Gotta run. Literally. Hey, Chris, it's Nico again. I fell for, it was an MLM the whole time. They make you buy all the dirt ahead of time, and they tell you that you can make your own dirt clouds with, it's just, it was a mess, and now I'm a fugitive. I just, Chris, course, a lot of people are after me right now. I really need you to call me back. Call me back when you can.
Hi, this is Adam. I'm calling with special car insurance offers. The warranty on your car is running out. Please give me a call for a brand new warranty for your car or bike. You seem more like a biker. All right, give me a call for that bicycle warranty. This is Adam with Car Insurance Inc. LLC. Bye.
Hey Chris, it's Nico. It's been a pretty rough 7 hours today, since we started trying to get a hold of you. But so the good news is after I lost everything in the MLM, I managed to get myself set up with a new job. It's for a place. They won't tell me the name, but it's a place selling car insurance. I have to buy the titles ahead of time, and then I can start selling them to people for an inflated price. But yeah, it's new beginnings, bud. You and me. So just give me a call when you can. Yeah, see you later.
Hey Chris, it's Christopher. I'm gonna be honest. I'm a little disheartened. I haven't heard from you in a long time, and my brother's missing in New York, and I feel like this whole road trip fantasy I had was gonna go great, but it didn't, and now I'm stuck here in New York, and I'm trying to get back home. I'm sorry, and everyone's always walking where I'm walking. Anyways, give me a call. I really want that pizza. Okay, bye. Hey, Chris, it's Christopher. Listen, I had a great night's sleep last night. I feel a lot better, feeling rejuvenated. I thought that I saw my brother. He was looking good. I think he's like a salesman or something. He's been here, like, it's been, a week? Anyways, I'm trying to track him down. He was getting on the subway. I was getting off the subway. Some guy was walking there, so I had to stop. Give me a call. I think we're just about there. I think we're about to get the gang back together. All right. Thanks for nothing. Bye.
Hey Chris, it's Nico. Lots happened. I did really, really good at selling those car warranties. They made me the CEO. I didn't know what it was like to have money never be a problem, but I've got a mansion, I've got an infinity pool, I got all the cars I could ever want. I can buy all the friends and the things that I need. But there's just some things that money can't buy, I guess, and that's my copy of Yu-Gi-Oh! And the Falsebound Kingdom on GameCube that I gave you 13 years ago. So, really like to get that back sometime if you ever want to call me back. Bye.
Hey, Chris. Listen, this is Jerry. I sold you that bike probably like 6 months ago. Listen, I got some bad news. I know you brought it in for repairs, but, buddy, your warranty just ran out, and I can't do anything with it because the warranty's up. If you had renewed your warranty or something, I might be able to help you, but listen, just give me a call. I'm going to leave this thing in the back alley, and you come pick it up when you can. That tire's just going to have to stay flat, buddy. Sorry. All right. Love ya. Hey, Chris. It's Christopher. Great news. My brother tried to sell me some insurance, so I'm back with Nico. He's here with me. We were able to talk to an Officer Sanders. He's able to get us your address. He said something about Nico's record of wanting to hurt you or something. Didn't really, it seemed like a blip on the radar. So we're going to head that way. I'm going over to
He's got a really nice car, he said, so he's going to drive us over, and we're going to find you and make sure that you are A-OK.
Hey, Chris, it's Nico. Again, hey, listen, I got my brother. I got my new Tesla, and we were driving over with it.
Yeah, we are.
Yeah, we are. We're driving over with it. I had it on autopilot, though, and I guess they haven't really figured out the glitch in the system that makes your Tesla become malicious.
Wait, what?
And it knows, yeah. No, we shouldn't be in any, like, deadly danger, but it knows where we want to go, and so it's kind of just driving us in circles.
Like, a little bit of danger?
Like a little bit of danger. I mean, statistically, you're more likely to die in a car crash than, like, on a plane crash or something, but...
We're in a car!
So, like that. Yeah. Oh, shit, you're right. Oh, God, and it just drove... It keeps driving past that Dairy Queen, and it won't let us get a blizzard.
Hey, Chris, it's Christopher. Listen, we're stuck in this infinite loop this Tesla's in. I don't know what...
I just want to see them turn the blizzard.
I've never really seen them do that. I think it's just something they do on TV. It's 2:45 a.m. Just give us a call if you get this. We're trying to find this Dairy Queen. Buddy, I've got that pizza. We were going to head over. I thought this was it. I thought this was the moment.
He won't let me touch it. He won't let me eat the pizza.
We can't eat this pizza. I told you this was for friends. This is a friend reunion pizza.
I'm so hungry. Hey, Chris. Okay, so we got it all figured out. Oh, it's Nico again. We got it all figured out.
Chris.
I was able to... Christopher from the podcast.
From the podcast, yeah.
I was able to get a hold of Elon Musk, and he was able to... give us a patch.
Nice so guy.
Yeah, he's a great guy. People are mean to him. Don't know much about him, though. So we're all patched up, and we are going to head to Dairy Queen, and I'm going to get a blizzard. So if you want anything, I know you haven't picked up the last 47 calls, but if you happen to get this before we get to the drive-thru, just let me know what your order is. All right, bye.
Hey, Chris, Christopher and, Nico here.
Hey.
Good news, bad news situation. Nico, you want to go ahead and tell them your good news?
Well, the good news is, Dairy Queen, very coincidentally, with their blizzards, was giving away a copy of a classic game of your choice. They had a lot of games.
Mm-hmm.
But they had Yu-Gi-Oh! And the Falsebound Kingdom.
Pretty wild.
Blizzards.
Pretty wild.
Yeah. What are the odds? crazy.
Anyways, the bad news. Listen, just got your message. We just got to your house, and, well, I know you did say that you were flying back to Sacramento, so...
What?
Guess we'll be heading back. Again, no fly list, so long story. We'll be heading on back. Don't know why you just left that real short message. I'm pretty sure all you said was, hey, it's me. I'm in Sacramento. Where are you at? I thought that we were pretty clear on what we were doing, so... That's probably on us. I don't think we leave very detailed messages. So our apologies. I mean, I apologize, Nico. I'm sure you apologize as well.
Of course, of course.
Anyways, I guess we're gonna feed your cat and go. Actually, Nico, grab the cat. We're gonna let's take the cat.
Yeah, come here. Oh, he jumped right into my arms.
All right. Anyways, hey, that pizza was everything you said it was. All right, that was pretty good pizza. Anyways, Talk to you soon. All right, bye.
Hey, Chris. It's Nico again. So it turns out, Elon Musk is a collector of Yu-Gi-Oh! And Falsebound Kingdom, and he bribed every Dairy Queen to replace the discs inside with a copy of Big Rigs for the PlayStation 1. So I don't have the game anymore. I'm starting to think that this Elon Musk is just a real jerk. Anyway, I could really use you right now. Call me back. Bye.
Hi, Chris, this is Elon Musk, I think. If I sound different, it's because I have a cold. Listen, I talked to a friend of yours. His name's Nico. He had some interesting things to say. I took everything he owned. I told him I was a collector. He had some stuff that I wanted. I swapped out all those discs just to fool him. This is a long story. Listen, he's on the no-fly list. I'm trying to get all his friends on the no-fly list, too. So if you could give me a call, you'd really help me out with that. So once again, Elon Musk, sick, different voice, getting high with Joe Rogan. Okay, bye.
Hello, Chris. This is Joe69 Rogan from DeviantArt, and I just wanted to let you know that your commission piece of Sonic the Hedgehog and Big the Cat having a furious makeout session while the Smiths plays in the background is complete. And I'm trying to collect payment for that, so if you could just give me a call back. All right. Bye. Love you.